So again, welcome, gentlemen. We are speaking live with Anna from St. Petersburg, Russia. Anna is profile number 80475. As I think most of you know, you saw the newsletter with her pictures. I've only talked to Anna for a few minutes, and I already think she's just a terrific lady. So, Anna, thanks again for doing this call
you.
For us, okay?
Oh, thank you very much for calling. I'm very, very much honored to talk to you and to all of very interesting persons. I think people who are right now are eager and want to talk to me.
You bet. In fact, we have 25 guys who are listening to us right now, and
okay. We
probably get another 5 or 10 men who will come in sometime during the hour. So it'll be great. I hope that doesn't make you nervous.
Oh, sure. I'm fine. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm very glad to be here on the conference and talk to everyone. I think it's very important and interesting to learn about each other. Thank you.
So, Anna, I know your profile number is a recent number. It seems
sure.
You joined
mm-hmm.
a foreign affair just recently. Is that right?
Just recently. That's right. That's true. That's perfectly right.
How did you hear about a foreign affair, and what made you think about joining an international marriage agency?
Well, thank you for this question, Vlad. That's true. I joined the foreign affair this August. The last August, in August.
Uh-huh.
And I came across the advertisement in the St. Petersburg Times. This is the newspaper, very popular, very interesting one, which is printed in St. Petersburg, which
wow.
is published and issued.
Great.
And actually, I thought that that would be an interesting opportunity for me to meet different people all over the world, and especially in the United States. As once in 1994, I once was in the United States, and I really adored being there.
Wow.
I studied there for one semester.
So it was kind of an exchange student, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That was an exchange student program, but yes, that's right. And really enjoyed being there. And different people also very, very much, I was very much interested in different people just living in the United States rather than in Russia. Sorry.
When you were a student in America, where in America were you?
That was in Cedar Falls, the University of Northern Iowa.
Very good.
Cedar Falls. Very
Iowa.
Cedar Falls.
Yes.
That's the place.
Uh-huh.
Iowa.
Yeah, wow. How did you like Iowa, Anna?
Oh, it's very interesting. Lots of cows, lots of horses, but lots of studying as well. Lots of studying.
Wow.
Many hours per week. I thought we had 8 or 27 hours per week. That was a lot.
It's so funny that you were in Iowa
But that
places.
Was interesting. Different kind of life and different education. They're very much different from Russian education.
No doubt. And I would think that Iowa is a little quiet compared to some other places in America where you might visit. Iowa is very rural. It's very out in the country, but people are very friendly in Iowa.
Very friendly, very nice, very talkative. I think that, and they really helped every student when we were there studying. We were helped to a higher degree.
Yeah.
The first time, the first class was particularly the most difficult one, but people are very, very nice, very friendly. That was the most important thing, probably, that I decided to go to the foreign affair, and
mm-hmm.
It came up to my mind that I think I would be most helpful and also could find myself happy there
mm-hmm.
with a man who would love me.